This article is entitled, So More People May Know the Way of Jesus. ELCA Implements Future Church Design. On February 1st, the ELCA Churchwide Organization implemented Future Church, a new working structure focused on motivating the entire church to actively share the way of Jesus with more people so that they might experience community, justice, and love. The design emphasizes the belief that members, congregations, synods, and churchwide organization, and its partner organizations, all have important roles in the church's mission. The church's three expressions, congregation, synods, and churchwide, will remain, but the future church design is centered on a one-church identity that will bring greater collaboration to the mission of sharing the gospel and God's grace in the world. The new design stresses three goals. 1. A welcoming church that engages new, young, and diverse people. 2. A thriving church rooted in tradition but is radically relevant. 3. A connected, sustainable church that shares a common purpose and direction. To implement the future church design, structural changes were made that resulted in a 5% reduction in staff and the creation of new departments called home areas. Living Lutheran talked about future church and what it means for the life of the ELCA with Presiding Bishop Elizabeth Eaton, Phil Hirsch, Executive Director for ELCA Christian Community and Leadership, Mika McCracken, Executive Director of ELCA Innovation, and Bill Horn, ELCA Vice President. The interview has been edited for clarity and length. We ask, what is the purpose of the future church, and what is the most important thing for people to know about it? Elizabeth Eaton says, we've tried to emphasize that this isn't something that just sprang up because of or during the pandemic, but this is building on work that we've been doing for years. We're not doing this to combat or counteract the trend lines that we see in the church, though that is something we're concerned about. We're trying to find a way to activate each of us to invite more people into the way of Jesus and find community, justice, and love. And that's it, the way of Jesus. When you talk about church in the world, especially when you have an evangelical in it, it's a church that is anti-science, anti-intellectual, anti-gay, anti-having any kind of dialogue, and we have a theology that's just the opposite of that. How can we now be the ones to grab hold of that doctrine of grace and justification that brings freedom and invite more people into that and have that be heard as an authentic voice of Christianity? Phil Hirsch says, this is something that's authentically Lutheran. Martin Luther, at a time when the church of his day was facing a crisis of its own, what did he have them do but drill down to the core of the gospel message and hold true to the basic core principles and then innovate on everything else? And that's what he taught us, and that's what we're doing here. So we talk about becoming an innovation denomination, but that's who we've been from the start. McCracken says, innovation is a means, not an end. Part of this purpose statement of activating each of us is for me about connecting to that sense of vocation. For Luther, you could be a bread maker, a shoe fixer, as long as you were doing that in service to the neighbor and with the heart of the gospel, you were connecting and living your life of faith. So how do we return to that as we think about innovation? Each person has a vocation that's a gift from God. When we become the body of Christ and live more fully into that collective, all things are possible. We ask, what are some of the disruptions that have affected the church's ability to reach people, and how does future church address them? Hirsch says, one is that people don't just come to church as a matter of course anymore. Instead of expecting that people are going to come to us, maybe we need to think about going to them, and particularly for young adults. Secondly, We are a very monocultural church in a very multicultural world. And the issue there is, what witness does it bear to the kingdom of God, the way we understand God to be and the kingdom of heaven to be that very white church in a very diverse world? The way to get at it is to begin naming it and then taking some steps. Instead of expecting people to come to us, we go to them and listen to what their needs are and then craft ministries to begin to meet those needs. When it comes to becoming a more multicultural church, more diverse people, there's a lot to be said about that, but we have to learn about and respect our neighbor's culture in ways that we haven't before. Elizabeth Eaton says, "And certainly being forced to shelter in place, we were disrupted that we couldn't do business in the same ways, and we found out we could be a lot more creative and efficient in this new way. That would never have happened if we weren't forced out of the office or out of our congregations. And we've adapted. We're reaching more people now than we reached before with the good news of the gospel of Jesus. So when we can worship in person, which I think is an extremely important component of the Christian life, how do we make sure we still stay in contact with those people who will not come into our church buildings? And what have we learned so we can learn about being online?" Hirsch said, "I think one of the disruptions is also that the way human community is forming is changing at an increasingly rapid rate. People form human communities now online. And it's not just a virtual experience to supplement the in-person, it's its own experience. And this is new to human community. The world nor the church have seen this before, and the church has now taken a huge step to adapt to this. And we need to be able to make adaptations like that as a regular course of what we do because it is changing so quickly." McCracken says, "To build on that piece about human community, it's not only the forming, but the finding and belonging that changes with that. When you consider that 48% of Gen Z, those born in the late 90s and early 2000s, is going to be people who don't identify white as, in terms of racial identity. So what does that mean for us? How do we have to grow and adapt so that we can be this place for all, that vision that we have?" Hirsch says, "And it's not just our vision for the church. This is our understanding of the kingdom of God, and it was the way of the early church. So, in a way, it's a callback to the roots of who the church was from the start, which was not only more ethnically diverse, but more economically diverse than we are today." We ask, "The future church design focuses on working as one church. How will the expression of the church be working together in this new design?" Elizabeth Eaton responds, "It's our intent to contact 1 million new people and introduce them to the ELCA as this community of Jesus. And this has to be our great mission and our great purpose. And it can't be done by those of us in the church-wide organizations developing programs or issuing directives. It can't be done by just congregations. We have so many other beautiful resources that can be brought into play to give people entry points to come into this community. I mean, 1 in 50 Americans is touched by a Lutheran service organization. So right there, we are in contact with people." Hirsch says, "This is something we hope everyone will see their place in, and they'll be able to find a way to reach out to someone new around them. We know that belonging usually precedes believing. So we're hoping that people have a sense of belonging to each other, and then we need to do better at helping people understand the way of Christ. We've been very good at that for people who would come and baptize their babies and bring them up in Sunday school and confirm them, but when that's no longer the primary way people are engaging with religion, we do need to make some shifts and begin to ask, how can we also bring along adults and help them discover this way of living and of loving in the world and to be changed by the grace of God?" Elizabeth Eaton says, "I think This here is where the Innovation Lab is going to be a very important incubator for us, because we need new ideas and new ways to do this that we haven't even thought of. McCracken adds, if this year of working with the lab has taught us anything, the best ideas, no offense to us, don't necessarily come from churchwide. Synods and congregations are encountering this more and have more aptitude for innovation because they're closer to the members and they're closer to the community. One church, I think, means how might we learn from one another in new and different ways so we don't have to recreate the wheel and we're able to share good ideas and offer encouragement. One person with a good idea really only needs a little bit of encouragement. We ask, how can members get involved in this shared mission, the purpose of Future Church? McCracken says, check out what's already happening by you. I have been in so many conversations with places like Augsburg University or Luther and a handful of synods who are far out ahead of us in this innovation work, and they've been doing it for many years. There are a lot of resources that exist already, and that's something we had also hoped to build on. Also, the ELCA is just so excited about the opportunity to work on the Congregations Lead initiative with support from Lilly Endowment and their Thriving Congregations work. That will also be fairly small group in terms of a pilot group for that work, but we know that we're going to learn a lot from those congregational partners and synods. And hopefully those will be some inspiration points and ideas that we'll be able to share back with the larger church. Hirsch says, this is maybe going to sound kind of basic, but I would also encourage people, if they're really going to be active in this, to be grounded in their Christian life through prayer and reading of Scripture. You can't give what you don't have, and the more our own people have this sense that they are so completely loved by God and unconditionally, the better they're going to be able to share that with others. If they don't have that, it will be a program. But if they have that, everything else will become clear. Horn says, our focus on innovation gives our members an opportunity to show that love for Jesus to others. Working in a much more collaborative environment, that is where the person in the congregation can see a connection to others who may work in other parts of the church, and because of what they do, can help give life and meaning to some ideas that they have where they are located. We can become better connected because we share that experience with Christ. Elizabeth Eaton says, Phil is absolutely right. This is not just a technique or a program, but it's a way of being. And as Bill mentioned, we're not used to being one church working all together. We don't see ourselves as connected, but in baptism, we're already connected. We ask, what are you most excited about with the Future Church design, and what do you want members to feel hopeful about what's to come? Horn says, I hope when they read this article, they come to the conclusion that there are so many possibilities of how we can be church. For years, I've heard people complain and criticize the church for not being able to do this or to do that, and often the criticism was directed at how our three expressions function. When they begin to experience what it means to be one church, these barriers melt away because there are things that you can do, and we're committed to being church in a way that embraces good ideas, embraces innovative ways of serving God. Elizabeth Eaton says, we are on a mission from God, and that's exciting. Our lives have meaning. They have deep meaning. They've been given meaning because we are beloved of God, and we're free to share that. I think we live pretty isolated lives in the U.S. in a lot of ways, but we're not alone. We don't do this alone. We've been invited into this great cloud of witnesses, and that to me is exciting. That we have this mission that's been given to us, and doing it all together. Hirsch says, I know that some people are concerned that focusing on new people, on others, will take away from something of their own experience of church. But my experience is that when people see others come to faith, experience the love and the belonging that is in that community, the longing for justice and peace. The people who were there all along are energized in a way that's hard to describe. My hope for the church is that we will have that experience again, because I think once people get a taste of it, they're just nothing like it. McCracken adds, "To speak very personally as someone who is as old as the ELCA and has only ever known this denomination, I would love to be a part of a future church movement that isn't only defined by decline and failure to reflect the diversity in which God gifts and creates. I want to be a part of telling the old, old story of Jesus and God's love, so more people have a chance to think about church and community in new ways. I want to be a part of a church, the people of God, that trusts so deeply in the transformative power of life in Christ that we insist on change. I believe the abundance of God is going to be so incredible, we're not even going to know what to do with it. And that's my hope."